Blog Talk Radio.
I thought I had the best in life. I had friends. I thought I had the best in life. I had friends and I had things. I thought I was doing okay on my own until I lost it all. Thought that I had real joy and possessions of this world until the day I met you and you told me about
the power of your love, the power of your grace, the power of your left-guard hand, change eternal fate.
Welcome to Blessings by Grace Radio. It is Wednesday, January the 15th, 2014. That's right, January 15th, 2014. We are in the 15th day of the brand new year tonight. We are in the Apple Valley Studio of critically acclaimed bishop, founder and overseer of the Greater All Nation Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ, located at 8516 South Compton Avenue, on the corner of Firestone Boulevard and Compton Avenue in the Greater Los Angeles area, 90001. Tonight, it is our Wednesday night prayer services tonight. So when you call in for prayer, remember that you're calling in for a need for someone, for something, somehow, some way. Remember to call 818-668-5428, United States only, and 877-537-3321, Alaska, Hawaii, Canada, and internationally bound tonight. Also, when you call in, remember to press that one key. That puts you in the host queue so we can get you on the prayer line for that prayer tonight. We are taking your prayers to the throne of grace tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Our radio listeners out there, we want you to know that when you call in for prayer, we do believe in the prayers with you. We're not just listening to you over the phone, make a prayer request. We're actually praying, the staff are praying for you and with you. We believe that God has answered the prayer the moment that you ask for the prayer to be done. The bishop is seasoned in the philosophy of praying. He prays every Sunday at his church. He prays every Wednesday for you on the radio. He prays every day for you in spirit. So when you call in, remember to press the number one key, and you will be in the host queue for prayer tonight. We're here in the studio live with Trinity and Plain Bishop Alfred Moore. We just want to thank you, all you listeners in Radio Land, who listen to us week after week, who participate, who call in for prayer. Don't forget to like us on Facebook.com, Blessing by Grace Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Blessing by Grace. Go ahead to blogtalkradio.com/Blessings by Grace Radio. You can also go to iTunes and look up Bishop Alfred Moore, and you can listen to all of our shows and syndication via Blog Talk Radio, Blueberry, iTunes. You can listen to us on the podcasting. You can download us on MP3, iPod, iPad. You can download us on iPhone as well. You can follow us however you can, Windows Media Player. Just follow us, listen to us, like us, and let us know what you think. Send all your comments out to us, bishopamore@yahoo.com for the bishop. Blessings by Grace Radio at yahoo.com for technical support, and Blessings by Grace at yahoo.com. For show changes, anything that's going on with the show, you want songs to change, you know, you want to hear something a little bit different, you might have a recommended studio guest you might like to appear on the show, well, let us know. We're listening to your comments and your concerns, and we make this show better because of you, the listener. Here he is, Timothy Acclaimed Bishop and founder, Alfred Moore, tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
God bless you tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God, amen, for our host tonight, amen. Giving you this invitation again, letting you know, amen, that we are back on air tonight with you. Praise the Lord. 2014. Oh, we ought to be giving the praise and thanks. And I know, Father, that you are, because God has, by his mercy and grace, allowed us to make it to 2014. I know, amen, there were some, praise the Lord, that did not make it to 2014. So we are grateful, amen, tonight, to be in the land of the living, among those that are yet living, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, we thank God tonight, praise the Lord, for his goodness and his mercy. And all, amen, you radio listeners, amen, tonight, that love that listening, amen, to this broadcast and is praying for this broadcast, amen, that the Lord will get the glory out of it, and amen, that some soul will cry out, amen, what must I do to be saved? As I always say, it is not about Bishop Moore, praise the Lord. Amen. It is about Jesus. We don't preach, amen, Bishop Moore. We preach Jesus and him crucified. So I want to let you know, amen, we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tonight is prayer night. Tonight is your night, amen, for you, amen, is to get on that telephone, praise the Lord, along with us, praise the Lord, and we will, praise the Lord, take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. I don't care what it is, amen, or what you asking the Lord for. You got to keep asking the Lord, amen, until you know that he will open the door for you. You just can't ask him and amen, quit, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, you got to ask them till you know that the door, is being opened, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God can hear us, praise the Lord, but God's ways is not like ours, amen. And many times, you may not think, amen, the door is not being opened or the Lord is not hearing you. Well, keep asking him. Keep asking him, amen. Praise the Lord. Luke 18:1 says, a man must always pray and not faint. So don't you quit tonight. Don't you dare to quit in this late hour and time that we are living in, not only in America, but in the world, in this sinful, amen, in this moral generation, amen, that has went so low. I don't know how much lower that it can go before we see the wrath of God, amen, come down upon the children of disobedience. But amen, that's God's will, and that's God's way, but we gonna be right here praying for you. Until, amen, God decides, amen, is to totally surrender sin, totally off of this earth, praise the Lord. That's why he says, amen, in the 14th chapter of St. John, I go away to prepare a place for you, and where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. Praise the Lord. So he let us know, amen, that he went away to prepare a place for us. Amen, a place, praise the Lord, where we won't have to go through all of this chaotic stuff that we are facing today, praise the Lord. We won't have to go through that. So tonight, get on that phone tonight, praise the Lord, and let us know tonight, praise the Lord, that you need prayer. You want prayer. Praise the Lord. I know what. You may not, amen, accept prayer, but you need prayer. I need prayer tonight. And amen, those of you, amen, as I said, can get a prayer through. Praise the Lord. Pray for Bishop Moore. Amen. Pray that I stay in the will of the Lord. Pray that I don't deviate from the word of God. Pray that God continue to give me revelation. Amen. That I may understand the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to, amen, make sure we as we search the scripture. Amen. We want to know that the scriptures are telling us about Jesus Christ. So, amen, I want you to pray. Pray for us tonight, praise the Lord, that we have one mind and that we be of one accord tonight. You believers out there tonight, pray, amen, till you get through to the Lord. Hallelujah. If your prayers have not been answered, don't you stop praying tonight. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. This is the hour and time, praise the Lord, that a man should always pray. We should worry God. We should worry him tonight. Praise the Lord, amen, just like the little widow did, amen, our gesture. Worry the Lord tonight. Amen. It's a time for us to worry God because our, amen, society, our children, our humanity as a whole is, amen, is in trouble. They are in trouble. They may not admit it, praise the Lord, but humanity is in trouble, and we need to hear from heaven. We need to hear a word from the Lord. We need, amen, to hear a word from God that God may turn somebody around because, amen, trouble is in the land. And mankind, amen, is not seeking the Lord. Mankind is not on their way to heaven, amen, and there are many claimants that mankind is on their way to heaven. They are not obeying the word of God. Amen. You can look at their lives. You can listen at their lives. And that lets you know that they are not obeying the word of God. It is prayer time. The only somebody, amen, is going to get in heaven is those that will obey the word of God. Amen. The Bible says, the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Only the pure in their heart shall see God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus gave a commission to us, praise the Lord, that go ye into the world and preach the gospel. Amen. Preach the gospel. Preach the good news to the people. Amen. What, amen, people don't want to hear, praise the Lord, is what they need to hear. Good news, praise the Lord. The wages of sin, the death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So I want you to pray tonight like never before. Amen. That God may answer our prayer. Amen, that he give us a little bit longer up on this earth, amen. Amen, because, amen, we have a generation, amen, is before us that don't know God. and they're not seeking the Lord. Amen, but that's the soul. That's the soul that Jesus died for when he came, amen, and hung on the cross. He died for that soul. Hallelujah tonight. So praise the Lord. I'm asking you, amen, you prayer warriors out there tonight, praise the Lord, pray with me. Let us find some kind of common ground, amen, that we can stand on, praise the Lord, amen, and say, Lord, we're going to stand together in unity and in faith. Praise the Lord, where two or three will touch and agree. He said he will be a God in the midst of us. Lay aside everything else. Amen. Satan is trying to destroy the body of Jesus Christ. Amen. Either by denomination, amen, or some kind of, amen, other immoral act, amen. Satan is trying to destroy the body of Jesus. But the Bible tells in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, there is one Lord, and there is one faith, and there is one baptism. Let us obey the word of God. Let us hear the word of God tonight. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Amen. God wants you to hear tonight. Wake up. Wake up tonight. Praise the Lord. God has given us this great opportunity. Amen, amen, to be on the radio a whole hour tonight. Amen. Is to take your request, amen, to the throne of grace. Amen. I need lines should be lit up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And sometimes, praise the Lord, you don't feel like calling. I hear many times the bishop, I have a good intention to call. But about that hour, amen, I fall asleep. Amen. Praise the Lord. That the time just slipped by me. Praise the Lord, but if there is something else that you think is important, you wait on that time. You wait on that time because you thought it was important enough for you to stay awake. Praise the Lord. I know the body. Amen. The body, the spirit is with it, but the body is weak. I understand that. Praise the Lord, but let us know. Let us know. Let us know. We don't know. Amen. Is Jesus going to come in the midnight hour for those that don't know him? Praise the Lord. And it is midnight. It is midnight. It is midnight. There are murder. There are crime. There are rape. There is homosexual. There are lesbian. Amen. There are drunkards. There are prostitutes. Amen. There is gambling. There is every undefiled thing upon this earth. It is time to pray. And if you are participating in any of those things, amen, I'm going to say, amen, we once was all in sin. We once was all in darkness. You better come out from among them. If you want to meet Jesus, you're going to have to meet him, praise the Lord, with a clean heart. As David said, create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a righteous spirit. You got to come out of that old wicked heart that you used to have, praise the Lord, and let God clean your heart up. Praise the Lord. This is Bishop Applemore tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. And along with this co-host tonight, amen, I'm asking you to call these numbers in, praise the Lord. As I left off on last, amen, week, I will let you know, amen, in Romans, amen, 8 through 1 through 14, we are being led by the Spirit of the Lord tonight. That's why we are here tonight. We are being led by the Spirit of the Lord. I know it's prayer time, but yet we want to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. We're not just praying, amen, because we can ask God for something, amen, but we want to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. Somebody need a hand touch from the Lord tonight. I feel that in my inward soul tonight. You need a hand touch. You need to learn how to, amen, get relaxed, amen, when it comes down to talking to the Lord. This is a time that you can communicate with the Lord himself. Amen. You don't need no priest before you tonight. Praise the Lord. You don't need your pastor before you tonight. You can communicate with Jesus. Amen. For yourself. This is your hour. Amen. This is your hour. This is your time for you to receive a blessing from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm thinking about the millions. Amen. Is in the hospital tonight. I'm thinking about the meekers in the convalescent home, in the jailhouse, amen, incarcerated tonight. I'm thinking about those, amen, that is in serious problems tonight. We need prayer, prayer, prayer. It is prayer time. So we are being led by the Spirit tonight. Amen. Romans 8 and 1 said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walketh not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We don't walk after the flesh tonight. We're not trying to please this flesh of man. Amen. If you are trying to please this flesh of man tonight, let me say to you, you can't please, amen, Jesus Christ. If you are trying to please this flesh of man, I don't care how many times you ask for prayer, if you, amen, is trying to please this flesh of man, you cannot please Jesus Christ. You must crucify this flesh. You must, amen, make this flesh come under subjection. Amen. You must make this flesh die to sin. If you want, Jesus is to really hear your prayer tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walketh not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Thank God tonight. It is not God's plan for a spirit-filled believer to live under condemnation. God don't want us to be condemned tonight. Amen. Is that God's will? Is that his plan for us to live under condemnation? Amen. Nothing should be able to condemn your spirit. If you are led by the Spirit of the Lord tonight, I'm talking about you believers tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Through his mercy, God may send us conviction at times, but he will never condemn us. Condemnation is an enemy attempting to cause one to throw up his hands in frustration. Isn't the devil trying to get you to throw your hands up in frustration? Isn't the devil, amen, on your, I'm talking about you, saints of God tonight. Isn't the devil, amen, on your track trying to get you to throw your hands up in frustration? You need to pray. You need to pray that you break through to the Lord and God give you strength. Amen. We are in this 21-day, amen, fast thing, a Daniel prayer thing around the world. Amen. I pray God will break through. I pray God will deliver. Amen. Somebody needs to pray. If you're listening to me out there tonight, give us a rain tonight. Praise the Lord. We want to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Because we are not under condemnation. Amen. And we are not going to throw up our hands under the frustration. Amen. The motive is to cause one to give up, amen, the spiritual fight. Amen. Amen. Satan is trying to cause us to give up the spiritual fight. Praise the Lord. But we are not going to give up. We are not going to quit. Praise the Lord. When Jesus, praise the Lord, had went through with everything, he went through it, and all that he went through it. Amen. He didn't give up until he finished his Father's will. And when he finished his Father's will, he said, it is finished. It's over with. I'm not going to give up because of frustration. I'm not going to give up because, amen, my flesh desire, praise the Lord, is to be tempted. Amen. Yes, Jesus' flesh desire to be tempted. But amen, Jesus made a way, amen, that if you desire to be tempted, he make a way for you to escape it. Praise the Lord. Jesus, amen, was not tempted. And amen, you can't be tempted if you is of God. God will not let you be tempted by sin. Come on, believers. Put your trust and hope in the Lord tonight. If you are sinning tonight, praise the Lord. Pray harder. Grow deeper. Grow stronger. Put your whole heart and mind in the Lord tonight. Amen tonight. It is a joy for us to come to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thus the believers, amen, they should consider carefully, consider whether he is walking as the desire of the flesh or following the leading of the Spirit. Are you careful tonight? Do you know, amen, whether you're walking after the Spirit or walking after the flesh? If you're walking after the flesh tonight, you won't do anything that is contrary to the Word of God. But if you're walking after the Spirit tonight, if you're walking after the flesh, you will, amen, do things that is contrary to the will of God. And let me say to you, my beloved, it's not what I say, but it's what the Word of God says. No sin is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. No sin. Why do you think Jesus forgave you for your sin? He forgave you for your sin that he will, amen, that you may have a new start, a brand new way, a new and living way. Praise the Lord, no sin is going to empty into heaven. It is prayer time tonight. Praise the Lord, we are led by the Spirit. Paul gave us, amen, the principles that should guide our life. He said, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. Galatians, amen, 5 and 16. If you walk in the Spirit, keep your mind on the Lord 24/24. Amen. Keep your mind on Jesus. You don't have to open your mouth to keep your mind on Jesus. Praise the Lord, you can be on your job, but you can still be saying, thank you, Jesus, from the inside. Keep your mind on Jesus, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But if you, amen, your mind is not on Jesus, you're going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. If your mind is not on Jesus, you will not have joy in your soul. The word of God will not be inspired to you. It will not, amen, if you don't have your mind on Jesus, it will not be an inspiration to you. But when you have, amen, your mind on Jesus, that living, that word will come to be alive within you. It will quicken your spirit, and it will give you joy, unspeakable joy. It's prayer time tonight. Amen. As my announcer, praise the Lord, get ready to play another song, praise the Lord. At this time, I want you to get your amen mind made up. Call somebody and tell them that Bishop Moore is on the air tonight.
Well, before you play a song, please don't forget to call in to 818 in the United States. And please dial 877-537-3321 if you're in Alaska, Canada, Hawaii, are internationally bound tonight. Remember, when you call in, please press the number 1 key to be in the host queue, and we'll put you in for the first class. Don't forget, again, you're more than welcome to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We do have iTunes, Blueberry, Podcasters.net, BlogTalkRadio.com. There are several ways to connect with us, to listen to us, you know, to see us in our element. All you have to do is like us and follow us. We do our shows every Wednesday and Thursday, so you're more than welcome to listen to us when the show is already in syndication. So tell somebody about us. So that way, they can listen to us as well. They can follow us. And they can learn about our goodness, our show. They can get a blessing, be touched by something that we say, something that we do. Because that's what we're here to do, is just to bless somebody. Within the prayers that we try to offer, we just want somebody to be blessed, and we just want to pray for somebody. So if you know somebody out there, 818-668-5428 for the United States, 877-537-3321 internationally. So when you call in again, remember to press the number 1 key, and then we'll get you on in the call. So right now, while we're trying to get the song to work, we're going to have the bishop come back and talk to you. And in 2 minutes, we're going to play that song.
God bless you all again. Praise the Lord. We are here tonight. Amen. Letting you know we are led by the Spirit of the Lord tonight. Don't you let Satan trick you. Praise the Lord is to be carnal-minded tonight. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, amen, in Romans 7:14. He says, amen, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Amen. This passage does not describe a Christian who is spirit-filled and living fervent for God. Rather, it speaks of frustration that one experiences as he tries to serve God and live in holy in his own strength and by his own effort. It describes, amen, the struggle between the flesh and the sinful nature and the Spirit of God. This struggling, amen, occurs in the mind and the soul of the believer who is trying to make it on his own. this lesson, amen, that we should learn is that we cannot live for God in our own strength. Quit trying to live on your own strength, on your own suggestion. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Quit trying to figure out God, live for God, and God reveal himself to you, amen, and let you know how to live and how to pray.
That's great. I'm glad you mentioned that, Bishop, because we do have a caller in the studio. We do have a caller. Let's deal with this caller live. The caller is from area code 909, so the 909 caller, remember when the phone on your end says unmute this caller for you. Caller from 909 area code. You're live on the air, Bishop Moore. Can you hear us, caller? Caller from the 909, are you there, caller? Hello, caller? Okay, we'll
yes.
call back in. Hello? Okay, we're going to try to put you back on with Bishop caller. Just can you hear us?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Praise the Lord. Yes, God bless. This is Bishop Moore.
This is Sister Lewis.
Praise the Lord, Sister Lewis. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're having just a little technical difficulty, amen, tonight, but I see it can hear you. It's a blessing to you, amen, hear your voice tonight, and I pray, amen, the Lord is continuing to give you strength, amen, for your ordeal or losing your son. Praise the Lord, and the thing you study have to go through with, we are praying that God is constantly strengthening you. What would you like from Jesus tonight?
My stomach didn't bother me.
Your stomach?
Yes.
All right, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to speak to the, amen, we're going to speak to that condition tonight, amen, and we're going to pray, amen, those nerves be settled down. As Jesus spoke, amen, to the wind, amen, that was rocked in the little ship and said, peace be still. I'm going to speak tonight, amen, the words of Jesus to the nerves in your body tonight, in your mind, amen, and we're going to ask those, amen, that that stomach problem is to be still. In the name of Jesus right now, Lord God, we done woke you up. My God, and one of your disciples tonight needs you. A nerve, Lord, is the whole top dog. It's shaking. My God, we let them know that you are right there and you're not going to perish tonight. Strengthen her right now. Touch from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet right now. I command Satan to lose his hope right now. In Jesus' name. Oh, do it instantly, Lord. Do an instant miracle for her right now. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you praise right now. In Jesus' name. Oh, settle it down, Lord. My God, don't settle it down. But cast it out. We find it right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this sister that's calling right now. My God, the load she's under right now. Only you can bear, and we give it to you right now, and we thank you for what you have done and what you're doing right now. In Jesus' name, I claim victory, I claim deliverance with our Lord in the name of Jesus. My God, we thank you for our calling, and we believe the work is being done right now. Find that old boat now, in Jesus' name. God bless you, Sister Lewis. I believe the Lord is working his thing out right now. My God, as he spoke to the amen wind and told the wind, amen. Stop blowing. Peace, be still. I'm speaking the word to you in your stomach tonight in those ways that, amen, I can see rolling and thunder. Peace.
Yeah.
Be still. Calm on the boss now. Calm on. Calm on now, Lord. Calm on now. Calm on now. Oh, have faith in the Lord. Have faith in, oh, wake your faith up tonight. Have a hope out of the shadow. Wake your faith up tonight. Calm on now.
Thank you, Lord.
Let her rest tonight. Let her rest tonight, my God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for it right now, and we believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. We're going to constantly pray for you. Thank you for calling. Praise the Lord. Amen. And continue to call me. Amen. And let me know how you're doing.
All right. I will. Remember, amen.
Praise the Lord.
And now we're going to play a song. Hamill, man, thank you, Hugh. God will provide for you. Here he is, critically acclaimed Bishop Alfred Moore.
God bless you tonight, Anna. We totally will agree, amen, with our sister tonight. God will provide for you. I want to let you know, amen, as she was singing that song tonight, amen, you are not out there alone. Amen. Don't you let Satan make you think that you are the only somebody that is going through something difficult. Amen. Satan is trying to work on God's people from every hand that there is. He wants to defeat God's people, but amen. Jesus says, amen, that he's a liar and the father of lies. Praise the Lord as I look, amen, in the word of Isaiah, amen, the 58th chapter and the 9th verse. He says, then ye shall call, and the Lord will answer. Call upon the Lord, amen, and he will answer. I want you to hear me tonight. Call upon the Lord, and he will answer. You are not talking, amen, we are not talking about an idol God tonight, a dead God tonight, but we're talking about a living God that created the heaven and the earth and created you tonight. Call upon him, and he will answer, praise the Lord. Amen. He will answer you. He will answer your cries, and he will say, here am I. Amen. Call upon him, and God will say, here am I. You are not out there by yourself. You're not out there alone, either. Oh, hallelujah. My God is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Amen. The word of the faith is right there. Call upon him tonight. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus tonight. Amen. Here am I. Amen. If you take away, amen, the yoke from your midst. Amen. The point, pointing up your finger and speak, speaking of wickedness. If you take these things away, you can call on God tonight and God will answer. Amen. Go to the Lord with a clean and a heart tonight. Amen. And God will answer your prayer, your problem. Amen. As he says, amen, in 65 and 24, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. God is so swift tonight. While you are still thinking of your problem or your situation or what you are going through, is God saying, I will answer. All they want you to do is come to him with a pure heart tonight. Come on. Beloved saints of God, you tonight that is sitting there, amen, and will not touch that telephone tonight. God want to bless you. Praise the Lord. Don't let there be a curse, praise the Lord. This is an opportunity that you may not never get again, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Praise the Lord. We don't know whether there's going to be on next week or not. But tonight, today that you hear my voice, he said, harden not your heart. If you are being led by the Spirit of God tonight, amen, you let the world know, amen, that you know Jesus and you live with Jesus. And amen, you praying for those that don't know Jesus and praying for the saints of God, the body of Christ everywhere. Amen, that we will be of one mind and being of one accord tonight. Amen, God will provide. God will provide for you tonight. Amen, I tell you, amen, he has been providing for me all of these years and he's still providing for me. My trust is in Jesus. Praise the Lord, the earth is the Lord. The earth belongs to the Lord and the fullness thereof. Amen, it don't belong to the government. It don't belong, amen, unto, amen, some civil power. It belongs to the Lord. Everything in this earth belongs to the Lord. So put your faith and you put your hope in Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen, for the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against, amen, the flesh. Amen, you've got a war going on in you constantly. Amen, the flesh is against the spirit, and the spirit is against the flesh. And these, amen, are contrary. Amen, the one to the other. Amen, they are contrary. Amen, the one to the other. So that, amen, ye cannot, amen, do the thing that ye would. Praise the Lord, because your flesh fighting against your spirit, and your spirit is fighting against your flesh tonight. But oh, hold on to Jesus. Hold on to that solid rock tonight. Hold on, amen, and the Lord will answer your prayer. My God, we pray. praying now as my spirit is going down in Phoenix, Arizona. Amen. For my brothers and my pastors, amen, that just left here, praise the Lord. For my funeral, amen. Ella Woods, amen. My God, Sister Noah, praise the Lord. We are praying for them tonight. Let God continue to touch their body and strengthen them in the name of Jesus. We're praying even for Pastor Brown in Jesus' name right now. Strengthen them in Jesus' name. You know what they need. Send on your word, Lord. Send your word, oh, in the name of Jesus. My God, we're praying for a revival. Oh, that you need to revive your people. My God, murder is everywhere. It's running the streets like blood is running down the road. My God, we want justice to come. And we pray, Lord, that you send on a revival. Turn man's heart around in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, hallelujah. My God, there are people, amen, calling me, praise the Lord, pray for my child. Amen. They got to go to court. Pray for my child. They all they went to prison. Amen. Pray for my child. They're getting lifetime. My God will train your child up in the way that it should be. When they get old, amen, it will not depart. Put the word of God. Put the fear of God and the admonition of the word of God in their heart. While they are young, don't wait till they get old and try to instill it in there, but put it in there while they're young. Amen. Let us be led by the Spirit of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. If there was another one tonight, desire prayer, we want to let you know tonight, amen, we are here tonight to, amen, pray for you. As Paul said, Paul told, amen, that we can only overcome sin through grace. That means through the Spirit of God. Amen. If you are under grace, you can overcome sin. You can't, amen. Overcome sin under the law. The Bible says, well, if you are under the law, then you can't overcome grace. For God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, condemning sin in the flesh. For what the law couldn't do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, condemning sin. We are not condemned tonight. Condemning sin in the flesh. Can you say tonight, amen, there is no sin in my soul because Jesus has covered me with his blood? The law, amen, in itself inquired for, amen, its only illumination and sinfulness of mankind and has no power over sin. The law being the consciousness and the knowledge of sin, but it cannot justify and sanctify us. Paul further described the end of one who walked in the flesh. For this lifestyle only results in a corrupt and evil way. Amen. If you walk in the flesh, amen, you're going to die in your sin. You're going to die in your sin. Young folks, amen, I love you tonight. I'm trying to get it over to you tonight, amen. You're going to die. You're going to die. But you don't have to die in your sin. You can die, amen, and have eternal life. Make up in your mind. Don't let Satan deceive you. Don't let Satan trick you. Amen. Satan don't have a chance to repent. Satan can't repent. You can. Satan can't repent. He lost his chance. When he disobeyed God, he lost his chance. But you haven't lost yours. You have a chance to repent. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you tonight. Praise the Lord. And we love you tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. In the book of Romans, amen, Paul commanded, he says, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make, amen, no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. We should constantly focus on filling our spiritual nature by following God's spirit and denying, amen, fleshly desire. We all not want to walk after the flesh. The flesh is no good. There is no good in the flesh. Amen. I don't care how well it makes you feel for a moment or two. It ain't nothing no good in the flesh. It only wants to deceive you. It only wants, amen, send your soul to hell tonight. Praise the Lord for Jesus come to give you life and that you may have it more abundantly. He wants you to live tonight. Wake up, world. The Lord is coming back. The Lord is coming back, and he's coming back at his church. He's coming back at those that obeyed him, those that sacrificed, those, amen, that say yes to his will, not those that live a halfway life. Amen, go to church on Sunday, raise hell on Monday. You ain't going to heaven. You got to live this thing every day. You have to live it every day. Oh, praise the Lord tonight. I don't know, it's prayer time. It's prayer time. Oh, to become minded. To become minded, amen, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. According to Romans 8 and 6. Praise the Lord. Is you spiritually minded tonight? Or are you dead? Are you spiritually dead tonight? Amen. After that person is born again of the water and of the Spirit, he still has to choose to make. Either he can choose to walk after the Spirit, or he can choose to walk after the flesh. Amen. You have to make up your mind. God gives you a choice tonight. It's your choice tonight, the way that you want to live. Nobody can tell you how to live. You can live just like you want to. But there is coming a reckoning day. There is coming a day of judgment. There is coming a day that you're going to have to give an account of everything you've done on this side. Whether it was good or whether it's evil, you're going to have to give an account of it. So, amen, if I were you, where the blood is running warm in my veins, amen, and Jesus is still warm, and Jesus is still saving it, amen, I would pray tonight, Lord, if I was a sinner, I would pray, forgive me for my sins, save me, sanctify me, and fill me with your precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Lord is looking for somebody that will come. He is looking for somebody that will stand in the gap tonight. Praise the Lord tonight. Amen. He chose one. He can choose to have worldly value, or he can seek the heavenly. The important thing is not how long we have been following the Lord, or even how far have gone. But the most important thing is the direction in which we walk. Praise the Lord. It is not so much how long we've been serving the Lord. Yes, I may have been serving the Lord 50 years, and you may come, praise the Lord, and be serving the Lord just a year. God is not looking at that. Praise the Lord. Amen. But he's looking at the value. Hallelujah. He's looking at, amen, that you gave up this whole world and come to him. When he told him, amen, will you work for me? Praise the Lord. And they agreed, I'll work for you for a penny. That's what they agreed for. Praise the Lord, I work for a penny. Amen. Some come in the noonday. Some come in the third hour. Some come in the evening time. But they all got paid the same thing. That's why all this all right. Oh, God. There are two opposing directions with two different and difficult destinations. If we continue to give in our sinful nature after our new birth experience, we will live after the flesh. Don't give in to the flesh. The flesh, amen, is rotten. The flesh is corruptible. The flesh, amen, don't mean you no good. It's not easy. It's not hard. Amen. To live a real sanctified life when you want to give the Lord all that you have. It's hard. Amen. For a transgressor. It's hard for one that don't want to give God everything he has. But if you want to give the Lord everything you have, God will make it easy for you. It's prayer time. It is prayer time. Almighty God, reach out over America tonight. Reach out over America tonight. My God, this land, this blessed land that you have given us, this fruitful land that you have blessed us with, this land that you have let your blood cover and still is covering up under the wickedness, under the battles, amen, of the wickedness of Satan. You are still covering us under your blood. I reach out your hand and touch everywhere. Such have a dominant, such have a police department. $8,000 legislation. My God, touch my God, all those that ain't authority, and those, amen, that is not in authority, touch them tonight. Let them know, amen, that you are their God. Touch in the name of Jesus. We pray for our countries tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If we continue yield into our sinful nature after our new birth experience, we will live after the flesh. Don't live after the flesh tonight. The flesh is no good. Don't live after the flesh tonight. Oh, amen, there are many of you, amen, see young folks out there seem like they're having the best time in their life. Oh, and you just want to be in that step. I was out there once, but oh, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. When the Lord changed my heart, he changed my mind, and I thought I was having a good time, amen, out there with my friends. When I was out there, amen, drinking, amen, I was smoking, and I was out there dancing, amen, and I was out there hooping it up, praise the Lord. I thought I was having a good time when Jesus began to change my mind and draw me and turn me around, made me a new creature in him. And I found out, amen, I was walking the wrong way and didn't even know it. And not only didn't know it, I didn't care. Because I thought I was having a fulfillment of my life until I met Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. You may think you're having a fulfillment of your life until you meet Jesus. It's prayer time. Can I get somebody to call in tonight? Praise the Lord and say, Bishop, pray for us tonight. Before we get ready to go off and have tonight, say, pray for me tonight. You may not be ready, amen, even as to experience this salvation. Say, but pray for me. Amen. Say, amen, I can make up my mind, and I can come to Jesus, and I can ask Jesus to forgive me for all of my sins, and I can walk in his spirit. He can clean me. He can sanctify me. Will somebody call tonight? There is coming a time when mankind will call upon the Lord, and God is not going to answer them. Mercy is going to be taken from the face of this earth. And they're going to say, save me, Lord, but God will not answer them. Don't let that time catch you. You don't know when that time and hour is going to be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If I were you, I would cry out to the Lord right now. The Bible refers, amen, to this as being carnal-minded and declare, amen, it as enmity against God. Moreover, to be carnal-minded will never give us the satisfaction that it appears to promise. And it certainly will not give us eternal life. In fact, it will only result spiritual death. Being carnal-minded, praise the Lord, will not give you real satisfactory. As being a saint of God, it always will keep you unbalanced. Keep you, amen, thinking, amen, things that you are not supposed to because you are carnal-minded. But be spiritual-minded. Be led by the Spirit. Make sure God is leading you. When you go to sleep tonight, make sure you pray, amen, that God leads you. Paul begged us to present our bodies to God as a living sacrifice. Romans 12:1. We can accomplish this only by allowing God to transform and renew our mind in the Holy Ghost. This is why Paul followed the statement with a warning not to allow the world to pass or squeeze us into its mold. Don't you allow the world to pass or squeeze us in its mold. Amen. The world is on its way to hell. Listen to me, children. The world is always with it. You say, my friends are there. I'm going to be with my friends. Don't let Satan tell you that lie. Your friend is not going to be with you in hell. You're going to have an isolated place, and you're going to be there paying for what you have done wrong. And there is no escape There is no escape for you. There is no escape for you. I don't care how you beg, Jesus. I don't care how much you beg for the blood of Jesus. And I don't care how much you repent. When you're there, amen, in hell, there is no way out. Right now, right now, right now. Jesus is talking to you right now. This is small. God bless you.
Well, that was powerful tonight from Critic, the acclaimed bishop and overseer Alfred Moore. Tonight we were in the Apple Valley studio. Don't forget sending your requests for new show ideas if you have any new songs. Anytime the Lord feels the need to bless you, to bless the show in any way that you so doubt it we can, please do so to P.O. Box 671, Apple Valley, California, 92307. That's where you can send anything personal in writing to the bishop. Any personal email, you can go to bishopamoore@yahoo.com. Blessings by Grace Radio at yahoo.com is for technical support. Blessings by Grace at yahoo.com is for any new show ideas. Again, any new songs, so ever what you decide to send, so on and so forth, you can do that at that email address. Facebook.com/blessingsbygraceradio. Like us there. Make comments. Tell us something, anything. We're open to listen to your suggestions, concerns, and conversations. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/blessingbygrace, blogtalkradio.com/blessingsbygraceradio. You can get us on iTunes. You can get us on Blueberry Podcasters and listen to us in syndication on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Ms. Tasha. I love you, but God loves you best. Until next week, Godspeed, God bless, and God be with you. Tune in next Wednesday at 9:30 for prayer, and tune in tomorrow night. We will be in the Word of God with critically acclaimed Bishop Alfred Moore tomorrow. He will be back on telling you what best yes, the Lord. Until tomorrow night or next week, I love you. God loves you the best. Bye-bye. See you later. God bless. I love you. Bye-bye.